Regarding financial indicators in the first quarter, we had EBITDA 8.5 million dinars, which is 15% less than same period last year, and that is mainly consequence of the drop of prices of oil and products, as I already mentioned, which is about 2.5 billion in a total price of effects. And there was, as I said, there was less refining last year because of turnaround, and we have this year some positive result. If we don't include and calculate factors, pricing factors on the market. Regarding net profit, we finished the first quarter with profit of 1.5 billion, which is not a big difference if compared with the last year. On one hand, this EBITDA indicator affected this, and we had higher depreciation costs due to our investments. Last year, both last year and this year, we had these investments, and that's why we have this difference in lower financial income because of the reduced interest rate on the market. On the other hand, our cash OCF is a little bit lower than last year. We had then more cash on our account. About the operational cash flow in the first quarter, it was in a negative trend, and it was minus 6.2 billion dinars, Serbian dinars, and that is mainly due to higher payment for the procurement of crude oil that we procured in the first quarter. Last year, in the first quarter, we procured about 375,000 tons of the crude oil due to making reserves and stocks to provide the stability of our operation. That's why we had higher payments than last year. We bought more crude oil, about 300 million euros in the first quarter. That is one of the largest factors that influence the results. On the other hand, we formed the stocks to provide a stable supply on the market, and those are large stocks, and we keep them on a larger level, not to be in a danger of interrupting the market supply, so and to cover this high risk. So we have the stocks for 40 days, both for stocks and for refining, and that would if even if we don't supply new stocks, we will provide a stable market and supply market. And state, in another words, the minister supplies this to keep higher stocks than it is usual, than the normatives prescribe. Of course, we are bearing consequences of higher stocks due to that. On the other hand, we have this higher level of stability. There are no risks in the company's operation then. We don't have this risk of interrupting supply, which we cannot foresee in the forthcoming period, regardless of situation. And again, about OCF, net cash flow was minus 6.2 billion dinars in the first quarter, but it doesn't create any risk because we entered this year with quite a lot of cash, and we just reduced that high level of cash on the expense of the increased stocks of oil. We can see here that we are still working on our programs. We have 6 billion of investments and some small changes in borrowing and the placement, long-term placement. Regarding investments, those are investments excluding VAT. In the first quarter, they are quite lower when compared with the same period last year, but we had a capital turnaround, as we mentioned, and that's why only turnaround costed more than 80 billion euros, and the plus projects that were implemented during the turnaround, that was 50 million euros plus, and this reduced level is not so significant when we continue the implementation of important bigger projects. On the right-hand side, you can see the projects by priorities. In upstream, we are continuing activities on drilling and GTA, then on we are completing Banatsko Nova Miloševa and Srpska Crnja projects. They are practically finished. We are just waiting for permits for connection. We are working on that. We are continuing with the Velebit project. In the next years, it will give us quite a big scope and scale of oil production, you know, and also it will reduce to production of oil. In refining, we are completing the reconstruction of the railway projects. Last week, we visited together with the CEO this project, and we see that it is near its completion. We expect that everything, that all works will be completed by the end of this year because majority of works are completed. Some light repairs are remaining. A fire safety project. It is quite a big project in oil refinery in Pančevo. We continue the implementation of that one as well for the safety of refinery. We are also continuing the project for the storage of hazardous waste, and it is in accordance with environmental requests. Also, replacement of critical rotation equipment in a refinery that will be technologically independent in refinery, and we will also increase the operation of refinery. We are also continuing the construction of a laboratory building in refinery. In sales and distribution, we are continuing the construction of filling stations that are requiring reconstruction. We are completing the reconstruction of petroleum product storage in Niš and Novi Sad. We are waiting for permits, and functional testing is underway in the warehouse. The dispatch already has started. Testing is underway, and when we obtain the permit, we will start with the full operation on full capacity. We continue this reconstruction, and the tender for equipment procurement is underway. In energy, photovoltaic power plants on roofs of filling stations is underway. because we are also planning to put photovoltaic cells on the storage of petroleum products at Novi Sad. In HIP, we are continuing the factory of polypropylene. It is, of course, important, but number one are the projects for increasing the reliability of HIP. We can implement them without downtime in HIP, and we have to prepare well this project. And we plan to implement all that next year in turnaround of HIP.
Regarding the improvement of efficiency in the first quarter, the efficiency improvement measures rendered the result of 0.4 billion.